to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. This is one of the most persuasive and clear statements in all the Word of God concerning the Lord's protection of His people amidst the perils of life. The psalm has been a constant source of comfort for countless believers as they cope with life. It's a very beautiful psalm, very encouraging psalm that is filled with God's grace, God's provision, and protection. It is a psalm of trust. It is a statement of personal trust. The tone of the psalm is no doubt elevated and sustained throughout the entire psalm. It is a psalm in which we can find much assurance. It's a psalm about security, peace, and victory in times of adversity. It is a psalm about strength, a psalm about shelter and stability. It's a psalm that ought to refresh us, certainly ought to energize us. Psalm of encouragement, a psalm that brings much hope. All of this is so because it is a psalm about the greatness of God. It is a psalm about the person of God, about the closeness of God, about God's help, God's protection, the sufficiency and the loving care of God is written all over this psalm. Again, it is a psalm that ought to motivate, ought to cheer the child of God. We want to just read the first two verses, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. In those two verses are condensed the contents of the whole psalm. The whole psalm is summarized in the opening two verses. The statement of verse 1 expresses in brief what is set forth in a very particular way in the rest of the psalm. And in verse 2, the psalmist expresses his firm assurance in what is expressed in verse 1. And he expresses his personal resolve in light of such. I will trust. And when he proceeds, and then he proceeds in the rest of the psalm to encourage others to do the same. In him will I trust. We want to center the thought of the message around the words referring to God, the Most High, the Almighty. And He is referred to in verse 9 as the Most High as well. We want to speak this morning on the Most High towering above all. We want to consider two main points. First of all, we want to consider the setting of the psalm. And then secondly, the personal impact that it should have upon us. But first of all, consider the setting of the psalm. In the writing of a narrative or a story, it is important that you establish the setting. The setting is a description. It can be a description of location, of time, or circumstances, or all three. What the setting does is it creates an atmosphere. It creates a mood. And the purpose of the setting is to enhance and support the plot, to enhance the characters of the story. And we see this in this 91st Psalm. Throughout the Psalm, the psalmist uses several words, several images to paint the setting. Again, the setting enhances the plot. The setting enhances the character. In this case, the main character is God. So he uses these images to paint the setting. In verse 1, there is the image of shelter and a shadow. Those two images are indicative of storm, heat, danger. The mention of a refuge and fortress in verse 2 implies that there is the possibility of distress. There is the possibility of torment or sorrow or despair. There is the need of relief and security. In verse 3, we find the fourth word of that verse is the word deliver. It conveys the idea of a rescue, a release. Again, indicative of some kind of trouble, some kind of danger, perhaps a bondage. Always indicative of helplessness and a crisis of some kind. Also in verse 3, we read the snare of the fowler. The fowler is the hunter. The hunter. And the snare, of course, speaks of traps and entanglements. And these traps and entanglements are skillfully and strategically laid in our path by an enemy. Also in verse 3, we see the word, the phrase, noisome pestilence. Noisome simply means unpleasant and harmful. And a pestilence is a plague or an infestation of some kind, a scourge. So it speaks of that which has the ability to corrupt, to afflict, to torment, and of that which can be fatal. Again, all of this is painting a picture of the setting. In verse 4, He, the Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, our God, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Then he goes on to mention a shield and a buckler or a wall. Again, the whole picture of verse 4 is that which is threatening. Something that threatens our well-being. In verse 5, we read of terror by night. Terror. It speaks of that which intimidates. It is intimidating fear, dread, alarm, and even panic. Terror by night. And we read also the arrow that flieth by day. The arrow, of course, is a weapon designed to inflict harm. Designed to inflict death. And notice there in verse 5, you have the words night and day, indicating that there is no time when these weapons are not in use against God's people. You begin to get a picture of a constant threat, day and night. Day after day, night after night, there is this constant threat. In verse 6, again you have the pestilence. The pestilence that walketh in darkness. Now that's the second time pestilence has been used. Again, it's a plague. It's an infestation of some kind. It speaks of that which is infectious, afflicting, tormenting, and again, even fatal. And we see this pestilence is very much alive. It walketh. That is, it marches. And it does so in darkness. The darkness speaks of that which is mysterious, that which is invisible, that which is evil and frightening. We also read in verse 6 of the destruction that wasteth at noonday. The destruction, the power of demolition and ruin. And notice it comes at unexpected times. Noonday. At noon. Not in the night, but at noonday. So we have day, night, and noon. And it's all danger and threatening. In verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. That speaks of the terribleness of the plague. The plague is marching. And as a result of the plague, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. That is, this plague will bring the downfall of many. And notice the toll grows. It says 1,000. And then it says 10,000. That's 10 times more. So this plague just continues to grow. And people fall. And people are destroyed. And that number just keeps increasing. Day and night, and even in the noonday, these people are falling. In verse 10, there is the word evil, speaking of that which is wicked, that which is wrong. If it's against God's word, it's wrong. It's immoral. It's vile. It's corrupt. And we see again there that word plague. It's been translated pestilence two other times. Again, an infestation, an affliction. In verse 13, there's the lion, the adder, the viper. There's the young lion, and there's the dragon. These speak of very powerful and merciless enemies. Day and night, all through our lives. From all of this, we see that this world is an extremely dangerous place. It is a frightening place, filled with perils, filled with hazards and threats, disaster on every hand. And again, these are night and day. Now again, remember, the purpose, one of the purposes of the setting is to enhance the characters. To enhance the characters in the narrative or the story. In this case, again, the main character is the Lord. And the circumstances or the setting simply draws our attention to the person of God. It is in the midst of this setting that there is the Most High. Verse 1. The Most High. So whatever is in this setting, and we've already seen that, there is God, and He is the Most High. That is, He towers above everything in the setting. So look at the setting. Look at the setting. But as you look at the setting, see and feel the Most High. That's God. The word high can mean several things. It means that He is noble. He is honorable. He is exalted. But it can also speak of stature. He is the Most High. The very word most indicates that a comparison is being made. Most simply means exceeding all else. So when He says the Most High, He's making a comparison. In the strict context, it would be a comparison to everything in the setting. He exceeds all. He exceeds everything in the setting. The Lord is honorable. He is exalted. To what extent? The greatest extent. He is the Most High. He towers above and He is elevated above all that is in the setting. So that immediately makes Him the focal point. If you have a picture or you're viewing something and there's something higher than everything else in the picture, that's where your attention is going. So the focal point here is not the setting. The focal point is the one who's in the setting. He is the Most High. He becomes the focal point. He becomes the emphasis. He is the priority of what is before us. He is the Most High. That is an image of the utmost grandeur. It's an image of His amazing magnificence and His awe-inspiring majesty. That's the picture that is being drawn. He is present tense, right now, the Most High. That speaks of His majesty. It speaks of His sovereign rule. He is the Most High. That speaks of His vastness, His immensity, His greatness. He excels all. He is the Most High. That means He is superior to all that is in the psalm. Again, don't lose sight completely of the setting. But as you look at the setting, see Him. He is the prevailing one. He is the one who prevails over everything in the setting. He is the Most High. He is greater than everything in the psalm. He is more than everything in the psalm. That's also true of your life. He's greater than everything in your life. He's more than everything in your life. He is the Most High. That is a comprehensive statement. That is an exhaustive statement. He is the Most High. But He is further described there in verse 1. As the Almighty. As all might. The one who possesses all might. The one who possesses all strength. The one who possesses all power. What does that mean? He's able. He towers above all. And He's almighty. That is, He is able. He is the Most High, Almighty. Which means that He is of a greater force than all that is before us in this psalm. And that is also true of your life. He is a greater force than everything in your life. He is the Most High. He is the Almighty. There's nothing beyond His dominion. There's nothing beyond His control. That's true of the context of the psalm. Everything mentioned in the setting, it's all under His dominion and His control. It's true of your life as well. So in this setting of perils, storm, danger, and traps, threats, evil, fear, powerful and merciless enemies. In the midst of it all is God. And He possesses all might, all strength, all power. And He towers above everything. But He not only towers above everything, notice the shadow of the Almighty. He cast His shadow over everything. When you see it that way, everything's different. The setting of the psalm depicts this world as a place of difficulty, trouble, defeat, struggle. stress, sorrow. It can be a place of great upheaval. It can be a place of pandemonium. It can be a place of dire straits. But in the midst of it all is an almighty God who towers above everything, and he casts his shadow upon all. And whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, and no matter what the magnitude of the problem or the trial or the difficulty or the need, there is an almighty God who towers above all, casting his shadow. He is the immutable God. He is all-knowing. He is all-sufficient. God is not in a quandary. He never has been and never will be. He is not some distant spectator hoping that things will turn out. He has everything under his control. He is the one who loves me. He is my provider, my healer, my shepherd, and keeper. And that is true come what may. He towers above all, casting his shadow. Consider the impact that that ought to have upon us. Again, I don't know what the setting of your life is, but all of our lives, we can identify with the setting in Psalm 91. We can identify with that. But in the midst of that setting, there is one we have to see: the Most High, the Almighty. And we must be able to see his shadow over all things. His shadow speaks of his presence. So the psalmist, in the midst of this setting, he sees God. Can you see him today? In the midst of your setting, can you see God? And what do you see when you see God? What is it that you see? We ought to be able to see the Most High. He's so high that everything else is nothing in comparison. He's higher than we can see. He's the Most High. No matter where we look, there he is. And he casts the shadow. He's the Almighty. He has all power. Seeing this, the psalmist, this gripped his heart. What gripped the psalmist's heart here was not the setting, was not all the dangers. What gripped his heart and what made an impact upon him was the God who was in the midst of it all, the Most High, the Almighty. And in verse 2, hear him as he says, I will say of the Lord, Jehovah, the self-existent, immutable one, I will say of the Lord, He sees Him as the Most High. He sees the shadow of the Almighty. And He says, I've got something to say of the Lord. When He says, I will say of the Lord. Again, that's Jehovah. Jehovah means whatever He is, He always was. Whatever He is, He always will be. So He always was the Most High. He still is the Most High. And He will continue to be the Most High. So even if my setting changes, He doesn't. He's the Most High. I will say of the Lord. And then notice, He, the Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, is, that's right now. It's not was or shall be, though both are true. He is my own personal refuge. He is my shelter. Come what may, the one who towers above all and casts his shadow is my shelter. He's my safety. He's my provision. He goes on to say, and my fortress. And my fortress. That's a place where you can find protection, but it's more than that. It's a place where there's provision. In a fort, there's provision of weapons. There's a provision of food. It's a place of provision. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. That's a fortress that cannot be pierced. He's my refuge. He illustrates that part of that statement in verse 4. He is my refuge. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. That illustrates that He's our refuge. He's my fortress. He illustrates that in the last part of verse 4. His truth is my shield and my buckler, or my protecting wall. That's what a buckler is. It's a protecting wall. So we go through the setting of this life, but the Most High, Almighty God, is like a protecting wall around me. That ought to have an impact upon our lives. The psalmist goes on in verse 2. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. He is my God. The Hebrew word is Elohim. It means He is the strong and faithful one. He not only has all might and all power, but He's faithful. You can depend on Him. You can depend on Him. He's the one who towers above. All the perils mentioned in Psalm 91. He's the one who towers above all your difficulties and troubles, strains and struggles and stresses. He's the one who towers above all the confusion and all the upheaval and all the dire straits And he not only towers above it all, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, and he is my God. That ought to have an impact upon us. What the psalmist is saying there, he is everything I need. In the midst of our setting, whatever that is, there is the Most High, there is the Almighty, there is the Lord, the one who is my God, and he is our refuge and fortress, shield, and a buckler. He's everything that I need. And then notice the impact that it has. In him will I trust. Well, that makes good sense. If you see God as higher than anything else, and you see God as having all might and all power, if you have an ounce of sense, you'll trust him. The problem is, we don't always see him as the Most High. We see things in our setting higher than him. That's where the problem lies. But when you see him as the Most High, as the Almighty, to whom else can I go? In him will I trust. In him will I trust. The psalmist is absolutely convinced. It is the conviction of his heart that the Lord is the Most High, that the Lord is the Almighty, and who God is has now gripped the heart of the psalmist, and it has impacted his life. And what he says is, God, the Most High, God the Almighty, my God, he is my shelter, he is my strength, he is my refuge. In him, come what may, I'm going to place my hope and all my expectations in him. In him will I trust. In the midst of my setting, he is saying, I will confide in him. I will lean upon him. I will believe him. I will seek him. I will follow him. I will draw from him, and I will cast my all upon him. In him will I trust. Can we say that today? Again, consider your setting. And again, remember the setting, all it does, it is enhance the character. And in this case, the main character is God. It's not you, it's God. So look at your setting. See him as the Most High, the Almighty. See the shadow of the Almighty. And can you say with the psalmist, in him will I trust. I'm going to confide in him. I'm going to believe him. Everything in the setting is very real. I'm going to believe him. And I'm going to seek him. In my setting, whatever that setting is, and the setting can change. It can change in a second. But whatever my setting is, because I trust him, I'm going to seek him. I'm going to seek him. And when I find him, because I trust him, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to follow him. And because he has everything I need, I'm going to draw from him. No need to go anywhere else. Because he's my God, I think I'll just cast everything upon him. That's the impact that this had upon the psalmist. In him will I trust. In him will I trust. In this day when Christendom's conception of God is a miserable caricature, a blasphemous travesty of who God really is, a creation of the emotions, an object of pity. I'm glad. I'm glad that I see and I know that he is the Most High, that he is the Almighty. In these last days of fierce opposition to God, and rebellion against God, and when society as a whole has sunk into the mire of wickedness and abomination, and when the masses all around us are living their lives under the mastery and the control and the power and the sway of sin, and are driven and shaped by the temporary and entangled in the present. Oh, may we say what is written in verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. I can face every day saying the Lord, the Most High, the Almighty, he is my refuge. I don't know what's going to happen, but he is my refuge. And he is my fortress. And he is my God. In him will I trust. Oh, may we see him as the one who towers above all and declare with confidence and resolve, in him will I trust. Walking through the setting of Psalm 91, confiding in him. Walking through the setting of our life, simply confiding in God, leaning upon God, believing God, seeking God, following God, walking with God, talking with God, casting all upon him, drawing from him. Oh, may we see him towering above all. And may we feel the shadow of the Almighty. How big of a shadow must this be? He's the Most High. He's the Almighty. It is a shadow that we can feel. It impacts our life. It impacts our setting. So again, in the midst of your setting, can you see him? Can you see him? He's the one who towers above everything in your setting. Can you see him? He's the one who has all might and all power. Can you see? Cry out to Him. If you're here and lost today, cry out to Him. He's the one you need. If you're here and saved, cry out to Him. He's the one you need. And oh, what a blessing to walk in the shadow of the Almighty God, knowing that He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, a shield and a buckler. You and I, as God's people, we shouldn't be worried about a thing. I don't know the difference, really. It's a very thin line between concern and worry. And you can get concerned and very soon cross over to worry. There are things we could be concerned about, but there isn't a thing we ought to worry about, because He is the Most High. Oh, we ought to get as close as we can possibly be in these human bodies to this God. May I say, it's the only way that you'll be prepared to live for God in your setting. And whatever your setting is, as Brother Mark said this morning, you're to serve God in that setting. And He's there. He's the Most High. Towers above all. Casting His shadow above all. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.